Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You're putting on for, this called Put On by Jeezy. You're putting on for Tulane. That's your city.
Perhaps.
I put on for
my college.
City. What?
The your city's New
college.
Orleans.
Your daughter's college.
That's a weird assumption.
It's actually a university.
You're a diplomat.
Yeah, we're going bowling. They still say that? We're going bowling. You know,
I've never heard that, Steiny.
I hope he's not listening.
They're going bowling.
So I was just wondering something. You know,
I'm about to cook, bro. Sit back.
And I'll bring up, let's see. Well, I'll bring up Bonte.
Okay.
I'll bring up, Grandy's going. Risotto, you got a college football team?
I don't. Should I have one?
No, well, it doesn't matter.
SF State never had one.
The Gators.
I just realized that. Yeah, there's been people, and I've been working here for 10, 15 years, and we don't talk a lot of college football, but there's a group here that they are into college football.
And they're my
the younger set.
Grandy,
yeah.
Bonte.
Yeah.
Yeah, Spadoni.
Yeah. And I just wonder if is there any jealousy or animosity that...
Grandy's a
that
Oregon
I started
fan.
Getting into college football a year ago, and I'm going to the college football playoff.
Well, you're watching it.
No, I'm going.
What happened?
I'm going to figure out a way to get to Oxford.
Oh, that'll be dope, Stan.
What's the spread in that game?
I don't care.
I think he's trying to bring you down.
Grandy, I'd much rather play Ole Miss than Oregon.
Thank you.
Because we've already played Ole Miss this year.
I was hoping you guys played
Oregon.
And
they hammered us with Kiffin.
Yeah, he's
but
gone.
But we were terrible. That game.
Look at this.
We got
dude.
A little. I'll just go to the Georgia game. I'll just go to Georgia the following week.
All right, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are mad. Notre Dame fans.
Oh, you hate to see it.
That you guys shouldn't be in there.
No. You're wrong.
I'm just.
Notre Dame fans are not mad at Tulane or James Madison. They are mad at the voters. The rules were in place. Everybody knew Tulane and the last two teams. How about that,
Bring group? Back to BCS.
You got to love college football.
I
absolutely think we should talk some college football.
Well, look at him.
If anybody wants to, you know the number. Let's go to, you know what? Before Austin comes on here, I do want to say that. Listen, Pat Spencer's been terrific.
And it's not over.
It might be. I mean, it could be over now. Right. We don't even know it. But
we know we can play.
But let's just settle a little
Nobody
bit.
Says he's Steve
let's
Nash.
Go. Well, then.
You ask Gelfi off the game.
No, but you go like, and we'll get Austin. Let's get to Austin in San Jose.
Okay. Where's he being?
Austin's in San Jose. And I guarantee you it's like, Spencer, he's unbelievable. He's incredible. I mean, we could go to the final. But nobody's saying he's Steve Nash. Go ahead, Austin. Piggyback on me.
Hey, man. Yeah.
Let me pump the brakes. I'm pumped the brakes, Austin, today. Yeah, I hear all the enthusiasm. I watch the games, but let's just relax, guys. I mean, we need to figure out, you know, we're not winning anything just with the guys we saw. I mean, they're playing well right now, but we got to keep it in perspective. First of all, Cleveland was a 400. Team we played yesterday was a 400 team. They didn't play any defense. Yeah. I mean, I never seen so many Warriors make shots that can't make shots. Everybody was making shots. So we got to pump the brakes. Pat Spencer, good story. I think the story is probably more interesting to me than his game. I don't think long-term he's a – I think Pat's a good story. I don't know that long-term he's a guy that's going to be around. I think maybe a year from now, you know, you'll say, well, yeah, Pat got a contract somewhere. Good for him. I think that's the good news. The guy may actually get a contract from somebody, you know. Brian Cardinal comes to mind, you know, somebody like that. Nothing wrong with that. But to say that he's the future and, you know, he's going to be this, nah, I'm not ready to go that. And then Brian Gelsheider really put things in perspective as far as, you know, some of the enthusiasm saying, well, let's relax. The Kuminga thing, let's relax a little bit. It's time. You know, we have to be patient. If, in fact, Kerr is throwing in a towel, I think that's more of an indictment on the organization, guys. I don't think you're talking as much about that. I think it's not just about the player. It's about the organization, because that's a failure. I mean, if you're going to look at it in totality, if the JK thing goes south, fans like me are going to look at the whole organization, front office, everything, saying, what happened? Because you can't say that now you're paying a guy $24 million, right? He's on the bench. You're playing guys that you didn't think were that good. Otherwise, you would have had them playing. Now you're telling me, oh, we're good because we found a couple guys on the scrap heap, and we're going to let a guy go that has that kind of talent. I don't think that looks good for the organization. So, Steiner, you may think differently, but I think there's a bigger story here than just Kuminga's attitude. There's something really, really smelly about the whole thing to me, and I think Brian was kind of going there without going there. I think he was sort of suggesting that. So those come my – and then last thing, guys, what about the tickets? I mean, if you guys are excited about, you know, Spencer and Post, these guys, the good news for the fans, the ticket price should go down because that's not a $250 product. That's a $50 ticket. That's not a $250 ticket, guys. So I'll end with that. Thanks.
All right, appreciate it.
Love you, Austin.
Hey, all right. Time for keyword number 3 in the 12 o'clock hour. Your chance to win one of the town jerseys we're giving away today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. The keyword this hour, bird. B-I-R-D, like Larry. 20357. Keyword this hour, bird. B-I-R-D. Text that to 20357 for your chance to win one of 3 town jerseys right now, once an hour, every hour, now through Wednesday. And you can qualify again every hour to give yourself multiple chances. So text BIRD right now to 20357. Okay, as it relates to Kuminga and Austin saying, yeah, I don't think it's a good look for the organization. Well, I look at it this way. All right, whether you like it or not, Wiseman, Kuminga, and Moody will be lumped together. So Wiseman, as of this point, is not an NBA player. Jonathan Kuminga, one of 2 things is going to happen to him. He's going to go somewhere else and be really good, or he's going to go somewhere else and essentially be the same player. If he goes somewhere else and becomes a productive player and another team gets something out of Kuminga that the Warriors never have, then that, to me, is an organizational issue that something happened. But I would say this, if Kuminga is like a lot of Warrior players who go somewhere and doesn't, quote unquote, make a name for himself, then I just look at the Warriors and say, they botched 3 picks in a 2-year period. That, like,
and dude's your 4th or 5th highest paid player.
And as far as Austin's concerned, like when Austin says, like, it's either going to be an indictment because they picked somebody who can't play, or it's going to be an indictment because they picked a guy who could play, but they could never get it out of him. At that point, it's not going to matter. He won't be here. But I hear what Austin's saying.
Yeah, no doubt. And I do too. And I think, you know, I can think what I think, and we could disagree, Stoney, but it's not major. I think this is a mini suspension. I think what I saw Saturday with him moping while the team was, you know, trying to hold off and get one of the best victories of the season, I think that's what's going on, why he got the DMP and it was vocal. Now, he could be back. He might miss, you know what, they don't play another game till Friday, right? So we'll find out then against that athleticism and height that Minnesota possesses. But moving forward, Stoney, they're like, you better play him. Like, I want to. So, like, they're going to sit on that after breaking them off that cash, and then when it's time to go Fred Sanford and salvage something, you're going to take the pennies on the dollar? Like, nah, you got to get him out there, and I believe he'll be back in the rotation here in the next 2 to 3 games.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Why? Like, he's not good enough to be in the... Like,
He's playing bad, but I still haven't checked. Like, this is how you know I haven't got.
I'm blown away that it is still about Kuminga and not the Warriors.
He's got the Melton's there, but I'm just talking about the future. The fourth best like, come on, man. It's Jimmy, Dre, Steph, and then it was supposed to be Kuminga. It was supposed to be Kuminga, and Gelsey said it. You put him in a system. He's not. He just ain't fit this one. We're asking him to do something he can't.
Which is what? Play the right way.
Yeah,
smart.
Yeah, he's a
rebound. Right, run the floor. Yeah.
I'm disappointed.
I can't talk about Kuminga
anymore.
He's
a running gun.
Because, like, seriously, he doesn't play. So I'd rather not talk about him than have to talk about are such deficiencies as people are missing the boat. He's not a productive player anymore.
Well, that I'm losing the argument. My argument is, you put him in the right outfit or around the right place with the right mental game, he can give you some stuff.
What?
I won't run 23-8. Like, I think he's capable of that in his career. And I don't even think that's a stretch.
23 points and 8 rebounds a game. I would bet you right now he will never have 1 year like that. Ever in the NBA.
That'd be a bad bet right
now. Why?
Because I don't want him out of here.
Because you said easily.
Yeah, well.
I could see him doing that easily. Well, then, I won't push it. But I think I made my point. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'll get the calls on the other side. And remember, every hour today, Tuesday and Wednesday, we're giving away 3 Warrior jerseys. All 3 are the Town jerseys that they debuted on November 24th against the Jazz. If you remember that game, those unis were sweet. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler, the Town jerseys are up for grabs. One of them could be yours. Listen for your chance today and tomorrow and Wednesday. For more details, go to 95.7 The Game. That segment was also brought to you by Bay Area Fast Track.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.